So we definitely got a little.
All right, I'm going to call the meeting to order right at 6:30, and we'll start with the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag
of the United States of America.
Mark Ruffalo would like to talk.
Good Republic, for which it stands, a nation under God,
indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I can't take that call. Just trying to turn the phone off. Okay, roll call.
Jack Walsh.
Here.
Bob Miani. Rose Pertoso. Kelly Curtis.
Here.
James DeMeo.
Here.
Okay, public portion. Anyone from the public wish to speak? Going once? Going twice? Going three times? That's for a motion to close the public portion.
Motion.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstained? Okay, hearing none, that's closed. I'm going to ask that we go out of order because we have someone at a, I'll ask you to do the introduction. I'm going to move it up on the agenda. It would have been part of Ed's part, but Anthony's going to have to leave. So, Ed, do you want to, set the stage for this?
Absolutely. With everything that's been going on with the plant over the past few years, trying to get upgrades, privatization, regionalization, I've been trying to find a way to look at grants and opportunities. In the past couple of years, I haven't been able to get to any of investigating like I would want to. Anthony Lanzaro is our class 3 operator. He's one of the smartest people I know. He is going to be a superintendent very soon, something to watch out. He is kind of leading the class 3 charge throughout the state of Connecticut. And he came to me a couple months ago and said that, he really wants to be able to contribute more into the day-to-day operations, helping me out and everyone else at the plant. So my first task for him was to start investigating grant opportunities, and he has done a tremendous job up until this point. He's made a lot of great contacts. So he put some stuff together that he's going to talk about tonight.
Okay. And Anthony, just unmute yourself. You're ready to go. Do you need to share a screen?
I don't believe that I actually have a, camera anywhere, so I don't think I'll be able to share a screen today.
That's fine. Go ahead. It's all yours.
Well, thank you, Ed, for the amazing introduction, and thank you guys for allowing me to speak today with you. So like Ed said, I've been a little busy reaching out to different organizations and a few different people to see if there's any way that we could put together some kind of grant funding. We know that sometime in the near future, the facility is going to have to get upgraded. And if we choose to retain control of the facility instead of selling it, then we're going to obviously have to do that ourselves. So with that in mind, I have a couple things that I've written down. Now, Jack, you were there when we met with Ms. Abibu from Long Island Sound study.
Oh yeah, that was a while ago. Yeah,
right. So she got back to me with two separate lists of contacts for grant opportunities. I also reached out to Rosa DeLauro's office to ask her about earmark possibilities. So I got a lot of positive feedback from those. The biggest ones that seem like they're going to give us the best shot at getting some grant money, first off, is the Long Island Sound Futures Fund. Currently, that's headed by National Fish and Wildlife. I actually spoke with the director for their funding about it. They have two grants as part of their program. One is for planning. That's in the range of $50,000 to $500,000. And that's for things like getting the blueprints ready, fees that we might pay to someone like Weston and Sampson, that kind of thing. We can get reimbursed. Then they have their actual infrastructure grant. Now the infrastructure grant is anywhere from $500,000 to $1.5 million. So that's specifically from National Fish and Wildlife under the Long Island Sound Futures Fund. I also spoke with Rosa DeLauro's office, and I actually got a hold of their grant coordinator, a young woman named Alexis Brown, and she explained to me the process for applying. She said that they don't have a set dollar value because it's basically whatever the Senate Appropriations Committee deems necessary to give her. But I actually looked and found a couple other programs that Rosa DeLauro did help get grants for in this state. So for example, Summers WPCA was just given $950,000 towards an upgrade of their facility. And Sterling House in Stratford, which is a recreational site, was given $1.5 million. So we're probably looking somewhere in that range in earmark money from her office. And the cool thing with that is if we get earmark funding from her, there's no matching, there's no special hoops to jump through. It's just money that gets deposited. So that's the easiest one for us to work with. There are some other grant opportunities that I'm waiting to hear back from or get clarification on. So I talked to a couple people from DEEP. We all know about the priority list. We know what a headache it is to even try and get on the list, let alone make our way towards the top to get some funding. But they do have more set-aside opportunities now. And thanks to that bipartisan infrastructure law that Biden passed, the state of Connecticut got about $80 million. And that went directly to DEEP. And they're funneling most of that money to the tune of, I believe they said, $20 million per year. So for the next 4 years, they're going to have this extra set-aside funding available. And this is going to be used primarily for distressed communities. Basically, people in our exact situation is what they want to set this money aside for. Now, how much of that we can get, that's something we got to coordinate with DEEP on. I'm not sure if it's a certain set dollar value or if it's same way the priority list works where they just kind of first come, first serve. I've been waiting to hear back from DEEP. I've contacted them several times. Still waiting for him to get back to me on that specific information. But there's also the Emerging Contaminants Grant. This is for things that DEEP will eventually require treatment plants to work with. So things like PFAS and any other emerging contaminants that they find. These are things that we have to talk to DEEP about before we even plan for an upgrade anyway, because we're going to need to put anything in place if they're going to require it in the future. And if there is anything that they will require that we don't already filter out, if they do, for instance, want us to start removing PFAS, then there's a grant for that specifically to add that into the upgrade. Again, the percentage on that wasn't specifically listed, and I'm waiting for DEEP to get back to me on that as well. And as far as upgrading our facility alone, the last thing obviously is the priority list, which this year, what I heard at the manager's meeting was that every project on that list this year will receive funding. So that means it's eliminating all the top big players this year. So there's a good shot in 2 years that whatever we want to put onto the priority list, that we will get some funding from that within 2 years. But again, who knows what's going to happen between now and then. And lastly, I'm also waiting to hear back from other organizations like NOAA, for example, who's going to get me in touch with other people who can help coordinate this. But in my search, I did find that there are other grants for INI removal and stormwater removal and upgrades, updates, I should say. So while it's not strictly the business of this committee, those are other options that are still available for the town that's still going to help our taxpayers out. So those options are there as well.
Sounds as though you've been busy.
A little bit, yeah.
And you know, in all honesty, we have to explore every avenue that's out there, any place that we can find extra help. I think part of our problem is going to be, you know, DEEP still hasn't approved our plans. And I think things are kind of on hold until we resolve this privatization issue. Again, I'm saying we've got to have a decision on that by the end of the year. Because we just can't let this keep sitting there. And in the process, we're not making any progress. We're just sitting there. You know, it would be helpful if the city had a grant writer. We don't have a grant writer, and that makes it hard. I mean, you're going over and above your own duties to do this. But, you know, even identifying was a step forward. But then to put the grant together, especially when at this point in time, you know, our finance department is having some issues, let's put it that way. But, you know, I think we need to explore every single option that's out there. So I appreciate it. And, you know, if there's anything that you think we could move forward now, you know, because some are going to be tied to the plant itself, but any of those things you've identified that we could use right now that you think we could apply for, we should take a closer look.
So
absolutely.
Yeah, so I'm just going to throw this out there too, just because I'm neck deep in grants for Bethel. One thing I'd recommend just paying attention to is what state they want things for the grants. For instance, you know, a conceptual, or do they want full design drawings, like shovel ready projects? That's very important that you can kind of catch on very early. So this way you don't go too far down the rabbit hole and then find out, oh, they want shovel ready. Now, if they want shovel ready, what's the timeline that we were hoping to get the project done? Because now that's going to delay the project. So just little things to keep in mind. Also, it's probably not a bad thing to reach out to NBCOG. The COGs are great for information. They may have things that they know, and or they may be able to help facilitate some of these grants as well. So,
yeah, absolutely. Grants for, thank you. Or transportation, that kind of thing, do go through NBCOG anyways. But you know, you use a critical term. My good friend Jimmy Ryan, who was so successful in getting grants for Shelton Economic Development, you know, I mean, the amount of money they brought in was incredible. But the difference was they were always shovel ready. So when the grants came up, they went to the top of the list because they could say, here it is, and we're ready to go tomorrow. You know, we're not in that category. We have to think about it. But I do think we've got to resolve this privatization, go it alone issue, and then go strong on whatever we decide. So anyone want to comment on this?
Would I be able to add one last little bit to that as well?
Yeah, absolutely.
So a lot of these grants that I've been exploring, and the few grant coordinators that I have actually personally spoken to and had them kind of explain some of the finer points with me. National Fish and Wildlife, just as an example, wanted to work with us in the planning stage and then help us apply for the grant. Once we have the shovel-ready plans in place, then they would help us apply for the infrastructure grant. But if we were to do an upgrade in a phased approach, many of these grants are available year after year, or at least are projected to be available year after year. So it's very possible that if, and I'm just throwing a number out there now, let's say we did three phases for an upgrade, that could be three rounds of grants. So we could be chipping away at all of them instead of, if we do it in one big shot, you know, that'd be all we would get, kind of thing.
Absolutely. Got to explore every option that's out there. But I think right now we do have to get to the end of this privatization or not privatization. You know, the regional approach is dead. We all know that. We lost 3 years on that. I don't want to lose any more time on this. And if the decision is we're going on our own, we're going to need as much help as we can get, period.
Yeah, and something else to keep in mind too, most grants too that I'm seeing are, you know, they essentially reimburse you as well. So we still got to come up with that funding somehow. Just throwing that out there. And, you know, without a grant writer, it is, there's a lot of finer points to these things, and it can be very time consuming. You know what I mean? So I, you know, if you're trying to do this, while you're doing your normal responsibilities in your position, it's going to be a bear. Just giving you the heads up.
And they're on both sides, writing grants and deciding on grants. And
oh yeah,
it's not easy. It's not easy. But Anthony, I really appreciate you taking the initiative and looking for these things. And you know, I think when we talk to the mayor and the board of aldermen, we have to point out that there are opportunities out there, but we need the staff to be able to go and pursue that. So, thank you, and I think we'll get back to the regular part of the agenda. But I'm glad you were able to come on, even if we fit you in early. But that's great. So, thanks a lot, Anthony.
Thank you, Jack. Thank you, guys.
Thank you very much.
Okay, let's move on now to the engineer's report.
Okay. not a whole lot to report, but we were just talking about the facilities plan and the plant upgrade. The deadline for plans to be submitted to DEEP is next the end of next year. But like you said, we're waiting for direction on privatization or not. Route 34. We've had, there's been discussions with DiCarlo and Dahl and DOT and the contractor regarding the new alignment. We actually had a meeting yesterday with Ed and I and the state and the contractor, and they had some questions on the change order. We gave them some answers. We just got a draft this afternoon. We're going to look at that, but there's no dollars amount to it yet, so there's really nothing to report as to a proposed change order to the board. Once we get something, that we'll present it to the board for review and approval.
Hey Rob, I have a question about that. I had a call from Kevin White about 2 weeks ago. He's doing some work for the city and involved with all this stuff. And he called me and he was asking why were we holding things up. I said, we're not holding things up at all. We've approved the changes that were talked about. Or am I missing something here? Because he never called back after that. But
the city's not holding anything up. The city gave the approval of the realignment. We're not holding it up. I've seen the revised drawings. It's contractual negotiation between DOT and the Carlo and Dahl and the contractor right now. We're giving input to that.
That's what I thought. So I didn't understand. I got the call. It seemed as though we were holding up. So I said, no, we gave approval for everything. So, okay. But he never called back. So evidently he got the correct information. So.
The other items, phase four were National Water Main is scheduling the remaining one manhole they have to do and some punch list items. I've reached out to them to give us a schedule for that. And phase five, it's kind of tied into Route 34 because part of the work we're eliminating from 34, we may roll into phase five, but that's still up in the air because once we have the change order set for 34, then we can move along with phase five.
We should still be able to go out to bid and do the $270,000 worth of work during this fiscal year, though, right?
Yes, we're still shooting to. We've been successful over the last 3 years going out to bid and December, getting a contract in January and do this work in the winter and finish up in the spring.
Right. Okay.
Yep. And then we're scheduling a meeting with the WPCA staff regarding the GIS record keeping software.
Now, where will that be maintained? In your office, Ed?
Yes, sir.
All right. Any questions for Rob?
No.
All right. How about a motion to approve his report?
Motion to accept.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstain? Okay. Let's move on. The minutes. I had a couple of small. If I can find them now. Very, very minor, but there were 2 points in the minutes that I just like to correct the language on. For both the engineer's report and the superintendent's report, it just says they were read into the record. I think the language there needs to be changed to say the reports were received and reviewed by the committee. I mean, it's a small thing, but then again, it was more than they were read into the minutes. There was discussion of them. And under old business, I think it needs an explanation. So Chairman Walsh explained the privatization issues with the one proposal that came in. I think it should say one proposal for appraisal services, so people know what that actually was, because without it, you wouldn't know what we're talking about. And there's a typo on the last page. It says, and continues to sow, should be, and continues to do everything the correct way. So I'd ask for a motion with those minor changes.
So moved.
Do I hear a second?
Second.
Any further discussion? Hearing none, all is in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstain? Okay, minutes are accepted with the changes. The bills, they were in your packet. We've got a bunch of them, so let me go through. All right, the first one, there were 32 checks there, you see, for a total of 67,834.37. And that's, again, the detail is also in your packages farther down. So I want to make a motion to approve that one.
Make a motion to approve.
Okay. Second. James, Kelly. Okay.
Second.
Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstained? We're paying that. All right, the next one is a small one, 1886. That's this one.
Motion to pay.
Okay, that was just for mailing services. Do I have a second?
Second.
Okay, any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstained? All right, we're paying that. Next one is for 11,854.30. 13 checks. Again, there it is in front of you.
Motion to pay.
Motion to pay. Okay. A second?
Second.
Second. Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstained? All right. The next one, I think we need to talk about just a little bit because of where it gets paid. This is the bill from the city, and it's got the medical and life insurance in it. So I think we need to note that, Marcy, this is being paid for from last year's budget. So this will be an adjustment as of June 30th, correct? This first one, this $124,277.36, that's from last fiscal year, no? Can't hear you, you're muted.
Okay, all these bills
are last year's bills.
Okay. So
all the 135,000.
Right. Right. So I just want to note that as we do this. So I ask for Mark to approve this as part of the adjustments for last fiscal year.
Motion to pay.
Second.
Okay. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Abstained? Okay, we're paying that. Like the next one, I'm a little confused. The next couple, Marcy. There looks like $9,794.72. Let me get to it.
Mm-hmm.
And that was for UI.
Right.
The next one is $10,028.51 from UI as well.
Yes.
Okay. Are those two different months?
Yes.
Okay.
But that's this year's budget, right? This year's budget.
I think that I know the 10 is. This 9 might be last year's budget.
You got 22.
Did I have 22-23 on there? Yeah. Then it's this budget. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Understood.
All right. So can I have a motion to approve the two UI bills?
Motion to approve.
Second.
Okay. Any further discussion? Hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstained? And then Marcy, there was one more that wasn't in your motions, but let me get to it. It's this one, $39,822.27. But what's the story with this one here, Marcy? It says void check.
I had a bunch of invoices. And she included a UI bill that was not WPCA. It was for 3 Main Street. So we voided that check, and that's why you have the other $10,028.51. She did a separate batch just for that one check.
Okay, so. We already approved that $10,028.51. So should this $10,240 still be in here?
No, that check did not go out.
Okay, so this total
that whole check was voided.
This check, yeah.
Yes.
So this total is not $39,822. We have to subtract that, correct?
Right. Yes.
All right, somebody get your calculator out quickly and make that motion. I got too many things on my screen as it is.
$29,582.05.
Okay, someone want to make that motion?
Motion to pay.
Okay. Second.
All right, any further discussion? All right, hearing none, all in favor?
All right.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstained? Okay, we're paying that. All right, let me go to the bond bills now. And we've got 2 bond bills. Okay, here we go. All right, first one is the one for Weston and Sampson, $900. What's your pleasure?
Motion to pay.
Second.
Okay. Any further discussion? All in favor?
I do have a question.
Okay, go ahead.
The outstanding invoices down below. Why are those outstanding? Because I know, for instance, just specifically, even the last one, the 11-855, we did approve in the last meeting.
I think that's probably just the timing of they didn't get the checks in time for this. Is that it, Marcy?
Could be. I send them upstairs. I don't know what they pay. I just send the invoice up saying this is a bond bill approved. Well, don't forget, we were supposed to be approved by the infrastructure committee. So I don't know if they're holding it until they get an infrastructure committee in place. So I'm not sure.
Wait, so this is also for the infrastructure committee to approve too?
Yes, all the bond bills.
All the bond bills. And we, I forgot, we need to go back. Our motion has always been subject to approval, or the city make that decision. So Jim, you want to amend the motion?
Yeah, I'd like to amend my previous motion to approve pending approval through the infrastructure committee.
Okay, do I hear a second?
Second.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstain? Okay, that one's pretty straightforward. The next one is not. And I'm having a lot of trouble with my mouse here on this new computer. But. All right, the next one is a bond bill. And, you know, I'm trying to figure this out. I looked at it and I said, wait a minute. If you look at this bill, this is stuff that we had approved. Okay, these were the changes, but take a look at the bottom. Okay, the description, okay? Extra work, not to exceed $24,000, and the bill is for $27,645. The other one, $6,000, not to exceed $6,000, not as much, $6,022.50. I don't think we should pay any bill that exceeds what it's supposed to be until we get an explanation of what it is. And it's probably legitimate, but you can't submit a bill for more than what we had authorized, period.
Without an explanation, you're right.
That's right. So I ask for a motion to table this one.
So moved.
Second.
Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstain? And Marcy, give them a call and say, hey, we're not paying the bill unless you explain it. And, you know, again, I'm not arguing that it's not legitimate or whatnot, but, you know, you put right on the bill, their own bill, it says not to exceed, and they exceed it.
Right.
And if that's the case, then we have to vote to spend that extra amount of money. It's not right for us to pay it if that's not what we okay.
That's right. Absolutely. Absolutely. So a little frustrated there. Okay. All right, now we've got to do the transfers. All right, the capital fee transfers for August, $38,641.40. What's your pleasure?
Motion to transfer.
Second.
Okay. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstain? Okay, transfers are done. The financials, I'll go through my usual, I think they're getting better, but still there's too much it's not up to speed. You know, if you go down to, what is this, page 5? From 7.1 to 9.15, we should be roughly at 20, almost 21%. And you can see the plant wages were right where it should be. But now we come down here to Social Security and Medicare, and they don't match up. Same thing if you come down, we don't have any new figures for medical or life insurance, workers' comp, pension, you know. I'm just not comfortable, again, approving these when, you know, we don't have any information. I think also, Marcy, you know, I think we need a more consistent policy on the encumbrances, because I see we're encumbrancing some things, but we're not doing them all. I always go to the last column, percentage used, to see roughly where we should be. And, you know, if we've got something like electric, I don't mind. But some other things, I don't know if we should encumber it until we actually know that we have bills for them. Because otherwise you could encumber the whole budget and say, well, that's what we think we're going to spend. Did the auditor give you any guidelines on that?
Nope, no one did. Yeah. I just put what I think I'm going to spend. I mean, like office supplies, I'll do WB Mason, I'll do a couple thousand. I mean, we're not going to spend it right away, but we're going to spend it eventually.
But, you know, and I come down to vehicle maintenance.
Or 1,000.
Vehicle maintenance, we've expended $26.92 and we've uncovered $93,062.64. Is that because we know we've got that bill?
Vehicle maintenance, that's Ed's.
That'd be the PO, Ed, wouldn't it?
Yes, that's a PO.
Okay, so that's what I'm saying. That one I definitely agree with, because you know you're spending, you got the purchase order already. So, you know, I think that's a discussion to have with the orders, because if everything is showing is encumbered, then you go to that last column, percentage used, they're all going to say 100 when they're not at 100. So we need some way of figuring that out as well. So those are my gripes. And, you know, every month I have a gripe about the financial report. It wouldn't be a meeting if I didn't. So again, I'd ask for a motion to accept but not approve the finance report.
I'm moved.
Second.
Okay, any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Abstain? Okay. Ed, you're up.
Okay. All right, so in the collection system for August, we responded to a total of 33 call before you dig tickets with 5 emergency tickets. Responded to a total of 9 callouts with 4 emergency callouts. At the plant, we had an average flow of 0.67 million gallons per day, a total flow of 20.81 million gallons a day with a max flow of 0.97 million gallons a day. Our average total nitrogen is 20 pounds per day. We're permitted for 71 pounds per day. Annual average is 56 pounds per day. Average effluent BOD is 4.2 milligrams per liter. Average suspended solids is 4 milligrams per liter with an average turbidity of 2.8. For maintenance, we replaced the wear shoes on primary clarifier 1 and put back into service. Immler pump, internal mixed liquor recycle pump number 3, the new VFD was installed and is running without issue. We completed 10,900 feet of vector cleaning and 19,713 feet this month of CCTV inspections. So that is a record for all of us here.
That's good news. Good news.
And I think with that, we are about 80% done with both Vector and CCTV for the year. And we just started in June or July. Nice. So we are definitely hitting that hard. Anthony Lanzaro already spoke about the grant funding opportunities. We previously discussed the WPCA clerk's position, so that has been resolved.
Yeah, let me say something about that. It's been resolved by we've hired a temp until we do the actual hiring. So that's going to cost us a little more with the temp. But, you know, in September, we have to have that extra body there. You just can't have one person in the office. So that's why we move quickly. And not as quickly as we would have liked, but we got that done. And we have at least one application. I don't know if any more came in. And Ed, you and Marcy are going to handle that, because that's day-to-day operations.
Yes, sir. We have 2 quotes to discuss for the collection system from Mr. Pepe. Public Works came to us about a month ago, and they said that there are 22 manholes throughout the city that need to get not relocated, but need to get lowered. Because when the plows go by, they keep breaking them and hurting their plows and hurting our equipment. So I've never heard of lowering manholes before unless they were improperly set. So we had Mr. Pepe go out and check all of these locations with us. Some frames and covers do need to get replaced. There are two locations that the frames and covers were not set properly, so we'll have to dig those up and reset them. As far as the other ones, it's not the fact that they were set improperly. It's the pavement has compressed that much over the years that now the manholes are sticking up. So what we're going to do to save a lot of that cost is to have Mr. Pepe kind of pave around that area to flatten it back out again. So that way the plow will skirt right over the pavement and not worry about hitting the frame and covers.
Okay.
So he gave us the best cost estimate that he could do because it's all pretty much time and material. That's just his best calculation on what it might cost to do all of these.
And these are regular day-to-day operations anyway, so I don't, as long as it's within your budget, I don't think we need to approve these.
Well, it's anything over $15,000. I would need your approval first before I can go out.
And you need it for accept. This one,
yes.
Okay.
Well, I would say motion to approve. That's an average cost.
Okay.
Second.
Okay. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstain? Okay. I'm going to get that done.
All right.
I do have one thing on that. Just to avoid headache for yourself, I'd probably just make sure that it gets constructed how Public Works wants it, or the pavement, you know, installed how Public Works wants it. Just throwing that out there. Like if they have a certain thickness and...
Not
out there.
Yeah, it's something that we have kind of gone back and forth about quite a few times. So it's we have a good rapport with them. We want to do it the right way. You know, we don't want any issues for them or for us. So you know, we're going to do the best we can with it.
Yeah.
Our two new hires. I tell you, I don't think we've could have hired two better guys than the ones that we have. They both passed their CDL exam on their first shot. They've both come a long way in the couple of months that they've been here. They've had their 6-month review already and they're doing a great job. You know, the current work staff keeps coming up to Kevin and I and saying, these guys are really good. You know, they're very intuitive. They pay attention. Both young guys are going to have a great career in the industry. So we're very fortunate to have them. The Route 34 project conflict areas have been resolved. I'm going to include at the moment for the time being. And we are starting to compile data for the commercial and industrial sewer impact fees to relook at the rate structure.
Sounds good. You know, I've been amazed walking on a greenway every day. There were three manholes that they put where that parking lot is going to be. Man, the amount of dirt that they brought in is incredible. I mean,
they moved a lot of material.
Oh, I mean, those structures had to be like 6 feet high, and now they're flush. Well, two of them are flush with
dirt. And if you think of it, that was the back of the Howard and Barber building, so that was five stories down.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
They set some storm drains in a couple manholes going down Caroline Street. So if you haven't seen those yet, they're probably 4 feet off the ground, which is what the elevation is going to be when they're done with this project.
Yeah. It's amazing all the work, but at least it's progressing. And I don't know if you've seen the looks on the bridge.
Hey, Jack, I think we only actually have one proposal for Pepe. I think we missed the one on the backside for, I'm guessing.
No, I said both of those.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Yeah.
All right, I can catch that.
Yeah, okay. I asked you to make a motion for.
I didn't hear you say both. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. All right. I have a quick on privatization update. There are now two RFPs for the appraisal work, and I'll be getting out the agenda. James, you already have both proposals, but the agenda will be going out tomorrow. And the goal will be, if we can pull this off, we're going to interview both of them on Monday. One we've already, had an interview with, but he'll be invited back. And then we'll go into executive session, and the goal is to come out of that executive session with the recommendation that would go to the Board of Aldermen, whatever it is, including if we say there's no recommendation to make. So, again, I keep saying we've got to make a decision by the end of the year, trying to push through that meeting on Monday. So if everybody has read it by Monday, I think we can get that done on Monday and move to the next step, whatever that happens to be. So that's the only update I can give you on that. Okay, anything else to come before?
Yeah, you know me, Jack. I always got something to say.
No, that's good. That's good.
You know, we're talking about the grants, and this guy is going above and beyond. I don't know Anthony from Adam, but he's going above and beyond for the betterment of the city. Why can we not get our own grant writer for the WPCA? If we can't do it in this year's budget, maybe into next year's budget, so we have someone on board, so when these things come up, we don't have to wait for the town to do it, because they're going to drag themselves on it.
Yeah.
Why can't we move forward on that?
And maybe we can. I think we would first of all need the city attorney to make that ruling whether we're allowed to do that. But I would agree with you. I mean,
I just don't get this. Why we're supposed to be separate from the city, everything that we do with the WPCA. On the other hand, we can't move without talking to the two kings there. I don't understand that.
Well,
it doesn't make sense to me.
I mean, to me, I think it can be viewed as like a consultant. You know what I mean? We're hiring a consultant to be our grant writer. I think essentially, like especially once we figure out which grants we want, I think it's going to be needed. Just from my current experience at the moment, it's a heavy lift, especially for somebody who doesn't do it all the time.
Right. Right. I think somebody is their expertise is what we need.
Just for the sake of argument, this is something that I was thinking about a little bit earlier when Anthony and I were talking, and he brought up he had asked me if Weston and Sampson has a grant writer that they have on staff. So Bob, I would refer that question to you if that is something you know of or not.
I can get you an answer to that. I know we've put together grant applications from various agencies, and I'm sure we can do it. I can find out if we have like a specific expertise or quote unquote grant writer. I mean, I've worked on grant applications myself. I know others, but let me get back to you on that. And I put grant applications for USDA. We have here in Rocky Hill, DEP, Clean Water Fund grants. I've worked with the senators' offices, or Congress folks, like Rosa DeLauro putting earmarks. That was years ago when we used to call them earmarks. They went away. Now we're calling them earmarks again.
Oh, they're back. Yeah.
Yeah. Like 20 years ago, that was a bad word. But I'll check into. You're right. You want to get somebody who knows the right kind of language, the buzzwords that they want to get the people's attention.
Yep.
Anthony also did mention NVCOG. NVCOG does some of that for different municipalities too. So that's
a little bit.
But you know what, Jack? My thought with NVCOG is there's sour grapes out there because we didn't accept their plan.
Kelly, I don't think so because we didn't reject it. It was the other towns that rejected it.
Yeah.
Okay. We did everything that we were asked to do. Now, would it have worked even on our end? Until we had finals numbers, I'd have to say no. But, it was the other towns that said no. They don't want to do it. Well, period. Yeah. You know, and I, you know, now that we're talking about grants, I have to mention that, you know, we're talking about this privatization. There is a question, if there is a recommendation to go one of those firms to do the appraisals, there's a question, who's going to pay for that? So yeah. Just be prepared that I'm sure the city will say WPCA, and I sit here and say, well, who's the major beneficiary if it does go through, and it's the city? So
sure.
We shall see. We shall see. And, you know, hey, maybe the committee will back and say, no recommendation, you can't do it. So we'll see. We'll see what happens Monday.
Okay. All right, I got one more thing for you, Jack. At the firehouse, we got a bill from the city of Derby for the sewer fee, and it appears the city is still not paying it. I've only seen it because I'm treasurer up to Hotchkiss. I know this is a whole nother can of worms, but how are we gonna take care of that?
Marcy, any update on that?
The capital fees?
Yeah.
No, they have, city has not paid the city capital fee since day one.
Yeah, and we keep on getting the bill at the firehouse for it.
Yeah.
Well, we have to keep billing it, you know, because
yeah. No. I understand that part of it, but you know, they say they're not going to pay it when they originally said they were, and that's going to screw us up. There's going to be a shortfall at the end.
Yes.
But you know, part of the problem is the people who made the original decision aren't around anymore. Okay.
Yeah.
Look, when the referendum was calculated, the city's paying that was part of the calculation that resulted in the 257. So if they don't pay it, then at the end of whatever year, we're going to have a big shortfall for whatever the city would have voted.
And I'm telling you, every year I bill it, and every year they don't pay it, and every year I lien it.
Yeah, and you know, I've kind of added.
So they've got lots of liens.
You know, I even went to the Board of Apportionment Taxation. Now, that's got to be at least 4 years ago. I went to the meeting and said, hey, you know, you owe us this, and we've got to sit down and resolve this. Nothing.
I think we got to take legal action.
Yeah. Well, we might have to.
It doesn't make sense to me in our own town, but I think we have to take legal action.
Well, we have to protect the investment that was made. No doubt about that. So, all right.
Ed, I do have one other thing for you on the compiling of the fees and whatnot. I just emailed you a link.
Okay.
And I don't know if NVCOG did this as well, but WestCOG just sent me out a spreadsheet that has every department in their jurisdiction with all their fee structures for everything. I did see sewer in there. I don't know what they're calling it, but it may be helpful. So I sent you the link to their website, and it's right in the middle of the website there.
Perfect.
Maybe that'll help.
Thank you, James. I appreciate that.
No worries.
Yeah, that should be very helpful to see what everybody's rates are. So
should be.
Okay. Anything else?
No, I'm quiet now.
No, Kelly, we don't ever want you to be quiet.
Yeah.
I can have a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
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 All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? We're adjourned. We'll see you soon.
Good night, everybody.
Good night. Good night.